In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I have seen the Lord. Boy, that Mary Magdalene could preach. What an amazing proclamation to a bunch of people who had just been given a gut punch, to say the very least. They must have been feeling lost, scared, confused. The man they believed to have been their savior was just killed before their very eyes. And I'm sure that they were fearful that as his disciples, they could be next. And in the midst of this darkness, Mary's words, a balm on a wound, light in the darkness, hope in a time of despair. I have seen the Lord. Mary's sermon that first Easter morning, short and memorable and to the point. Not as short as mine. No, hers was much. Have you seen the Lord? Have you seen the Lord? If not, you may not be paying attention. I think that is perhaps why Mary did not recognize Jesus that morning. She was so distracted by her grief. She wasn't paying attention to that person right in front of her. How often have we done that? I know I have. Like checking out at the grocery store, so busy putting my items on that belt, getting my card out, swiping it, putting in my code, going over, starting to bag. Sometimes it isn't even until that person is handing me my receipt that I look that person in the eye, look at that person's face, and say, thank you. And then I end up berating myself all the way out at a missed opportunity to connect with another person. It can be easy to miss seeing Jesus. Our lives are busy, right? And then we get caught up in all that is happening in the world, seeing the pain and the suffering all around us, and maybe even happening to us. Injustices abound. Atrocities are committed. Storms wipe out communities. Fires tear through forests and open prairies and homes. War destroys whole communities and rips families apart. Have you seen the Lord? Do you recognize him when you do? Sometimes he might be easy to miss in all of that. But if we look, we can see Jesus all the time. We can see Jesus in our neighbors, in our friends, in our family, who do kind, thoughtful, generous things for us, who offer words of encouragement, who offer prayers, or who push us a bit when we need it. We can see Jesus in the actions of those who reach out to people who have lost everything with incredible acts of generosity. We can see Jesus in the Polish people who opened their homes to total strangers when they crossed over their borders. We can see Jesus in the German families who lined up baby carriages along the road for families crossing over who left everything so they'd have one when they came over the German border. We can see Jesus in the actions of children. A couple weeks ago, I caught the NBC Nightly News Kids Edition. It was the first time I've ever seen it, and if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. This particular episode was about kids making a difference, And the face and the voice of our Lord was everywhere. There was a story about a 15-year-old young man who traveled with his faith community from New Jersey to Poland, to the Ukrainian border, with 120 huge duffel bags filled with diapers and bandages and sanitary items to be given to refugees pouring in from Ukraine. Trevor, the young man, said it was easy. A 15-year-old kid from New Jersey said it was easy for him to put himself in the shoes of these people and to see how it must feel to leave everything. He said they come over the border with just a bag. That's all they have. And another story about a group of fourth graders in Newburyport, Massachusetts, who raised, get this, $12,000 in a bake sale. In a bake sale. It was a huge bake sale, but in a bake sale. Sending the funds to an organization that is helping children in Ukraine. And the girls, they had all these girls standing there, and they spoke and they said, we know how they feel and we're going to help them because no one should feel that bad. And we also know that it feels good when someone does something to help you, and this should help them feel really good times a thousand because so many people are helping them and care. They finished with speaking to the people in Ukraine. Keep hoping. Keep your spirits up. Help is on the way. And then, finally, a story from, and I did not get the town, but this elementary school called Westside Elementary School out in California, where they created a hotline that people who feel mad, frustrated, or nervous can call for words of encouragement recorded by these students. You call the number and you press the number 1, and you can hear Jesus through the voice of first graders through fifth graders saying things like, never give up. Be grateful for yourself. Everyone is capable of doing anything. You just have to let yourself shine. If you're feeling sad, they came on. I said somewhere in my sermon at the right time they're gonna come on. God is good. And if you're feeling sad, do what you want. And if you can't, go out and jump on a trampoline. And my favorite was this little boy who was maybe in first or second grade with one of those gravelly little voices, and he says, dude, live it up! I have seen and heard the Lord. Each one of these stories lifted my spirits, gave me hope for the future, and filled my heart with love. Seeing and hearing Jesus in the world around us is an amazing, empowering, uplifting, and inspiring thing. To say, to tell, I have seen the Lord is to point out resurrection in the midst of destruction. New life when all we seem to see is death. Love in the midst of hate. Decency and goodness when that which is hurtful and vicious seems to find more and more followers. Because in the end, resurrection is not only the promise of life after death, but also the assurance that the life-giving love of God is always, always able and will always roll away the stones. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Eversource.
What's that?
And Eversource.
God works through everyone.